Hello, 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 all of my bedroom playmates. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Brain. And tonight we are discussing oral sex. Yes, no, maybe. So I'm really looking forward to getting into this discussion tonight. And we, of course, we have our co-host, Keroy. Are you on?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Hey, it's going well. How are you?
Great. Fantastic. Ready to get the show going.
Good. I am ready to get the show going, too. So as everyone knows, last week we had the biggest hiccup, and I sincerely apologize to you all because I was looking forward to the show. I know you were looking forward to the show, and I just thank everyone who continues to support us, even through our ups and our downs. So we really, really, truly appreciate you all. And you are listening to, of course, the G-Spot with Mika Ray on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So, you know, on this show, we have this show every Monday night, every first, third, and fourth Monday night of the month. And then on the second Monday night of the month, we do Intimate Realness with Renair. And then Saturday, we do Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And on Sunday, we do Sunday Evening Shout. So, Kiwa, what do you think about our topic tonight?
I love it. Very interesting topic. So I'm interested to hear feedback from the listeners as well to see what their perspective is on it. So I'm definitely...
Yes.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear what our listeners have to say. And you all know that if you want to say something, you just press 1 and I will bring you on. I will not say your name. I will only say the last 4 digits of your number. So don't be shy. We're not going to call you out. And also, of course, you can post in the chat room or you can post in the and let me actually just turn on the chat for you all. Or you can post in the Facebook invite, which most of you do anyway. So, and feel free to also just shoot me an email on your thoughts on what we're talking about. So our goal tonight is to discuss basically, like, is it a deal breaker if your partner refuses to perform oral sex on you? Do you still provide oral sex to your partner if she or he doesn't perform it on you? And we have other questions. What's more important to you, receiving or giving? And would you date someone who refuses to perform oral sex? And if so, how do you compromise that? Then we reverse it. Are you the one who doesn't give oral sex? If so, why not? Is it the taste? Or do you lack confidence in your oral sex skills? And then also the question is, do you expect someone to perform it on you even if you don't perform it on them? So I think we're going to have a great discussion tonight, Keroy.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait. Can you?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, not that long ago, I had met this young lady, and you know, just nowadays it seems like it should be GP. All jokes aside, like you don't want to know each other and stuff like that. And she said she didn't do it, and I go, that was a big turnoff. I'm like, damn, you know, because it feels like it's just taken away from the whole sex deal thing. Now she was okay with me going down on her, but she didn't go down. She wasn't willing to do that. And I got kind of upset about that, you know. So I told her, I said, man, if I'm willing to sacrifice and do all I can to please you, I expect the same every time. And if she wasn't willing to do that, then I just couldn't deal with it. That was my whole deal.
Well,
I was surprised to hear that.
I agree. I think it definitely should be something. Well, you know, of course I'm going to agree. In my opinion, this should be a general practice, okay? If you're
right, right. It should be, for real. So I don't understand it. And she was an older lady, so I'm like, man, so it kind of made me wonder, maybe that's why she didn't have nobody. I mean, how many guys, you know, and that's another thing. Who is okay with not, you know, receiving it, you know? Because apparently it must be some people out there who are okay with it, you know? So, yeah,
right,
it'd be interesting.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had somebody who posted, if you don't do head, you cannot get in my bed.
I like that one. I like that one.
I love it. If you don't do head, you cannot get in my bed. Yes, ma'am. I love that. Well, you know we always start off with a song, so we're going to set the mood with Do Not Disturb by Teyana Taylor, which is a sexy song. So we'll play that, and then we'll come right back, and we will have our discussion this evening. So make sure you all are prepared to share your thoughts and your opinions. And like I said, press 1 if you want to say something, or feel free to post in the group. All right, Kiwa, I'm going to play this song.
All right.
So I got this feeling you and I need a moment. I want you to love me, babe. Make me know it. I need you to warm me, babe. Come and show it. Let me satisfy you the night of the size in on my couch. Ooh, I know what you like. Just sit back, let me ride, hear it all out. Ooh, I want you right now, not another minute later. So come on, put your money where your mouth is. Give you what you're paying for. Come on. How my body feels all yours. And I wanna spend some time. No answer sign on the door. Oh no. Please don't disturb. Please no. Got this feeling that you and I need this moment. I want you to touch me, baby. Let me feel it. I need you to hold me, baby. If you in it, let me satisfy you the night of the signs in on my. Tonight, just sit back, let me cry, hear it all out. Baby, I want you right now, not another minute later. So come on, put your money where your mouth is. Give you what you pay for. Come on, I know it's real. How my body feels, all yours. And I wanna spend some time.
Stir, no.
Yes, honey, please don't disturb. Are you ready to give me some oral sex?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. I love that song. It's so sexy.
Oh. Nice.
Anyway, so what happened? You were telling us that you had an individual that you met, and you were, you know, you were all down for giving her some good old tongue action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then she wasn't able to get, she didn't want to give it back to you.
She didn't want to give it back to me. I was, it made me mad as hell. But, you know, see, this is the deal. Because all while we was talking and everything, she was saying she don't, you know, really get down like that. And, but I was thinking, you know how women be talking and stuff. You know, you get them there and then it's a different story. She kept her word on this shit. I was like, God damn, man, you ain't gonna do it for real? She was like, no, no, I'm not, I don't wanna do that. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I thought, well, no, you, so you don't wanna, so you don't want me to, you know, enjoy this night like you were enjoying it? Well, I just can't do it. And then I'm trying to figure out, you know, why women feel like it's, because when we do it, like when we eat the clit or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Okay, there's more involved in that than a girl, you know, giving me some head, you know. Because all of it is skin, you know what I'm saying? You know, even though I enjoy going out on women, now don't get me wrong, I enjoy it. But it seemed like she made it seem like it was almost nasty. I'm like, God damn, you serious? So I couldn't deal with it like that, you know.
So what did you end up doing?
Well,
did you still like please her for that evening, and did
so,
she come back?
Yeah, I mean, because what it was, she didn't give me head or nothing. But I was just like, well, damn, can you give me a hand job or something? Can you do something else, you know? So, you know, she did what she did, and because I was ready to go ahead and get something anyway. They really had to do much. It just would have been nice. I had an extra cherry on top, you know. But after that night, I wasn't interested in fooling with her, you know. So that was really the only night we really did anything.
Yeah. You know what? I think that... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, I was just trying to figure out... Because I was trying to get out of here, why she don't do it. I'm wondering if she had a bad experience or what, you know, but, yeah. She said maybe in time, but I don't have a whole lot of time on that, you know. I don't have a whole lot of time to be waiting on somebody who don't get down like that. I could be doing something, who wouldn't do it just like that, you know. So.
I do think that, you know, it was a time. And I know you all know this, that it was a time when, let's just say, black females, it was like taboo. Like, mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be giving head. And if, well, performing oral sex, you know, I can get a little raunchy, sorry. But performing oral sex on a man, and like a lot of, you know, and if you did it, you was considered the slut or the hoe of the school.
Right.
And it was a big thing where they said that only the, you know, I hate to say this, and it may be stereotypical, but they were saying it, like, only the white girls was getting head.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering where did it even start from that it was bad for black females to perform oral sex?
You know what, I'm thinking back then, we was only... Well, this is my opinion, because we were only getting that information from a young person's perspective, because growing up, it seemed kind of nasty, but adults probably were always doing it. We just wasn't that familiar with their world yet because we were still young, you know? Because the older I got, man, more women was quick to do it, you know? And believe it or not, I didn't even like it at first. I actually
okay,
went through
why
years
not?
it didn't feel as good as a pussy. And you know, when you first get the pussy, I mean, it's like, man, it's like the best feeling ever, you know. So when a girl gave me head, I'm like, come on, this ain't doing it for me. I better just go ahead and get some. So I went years growing up. Well, I didn't even care if a girl went down on me, mm-hmm. you know. But the older I got, the women got better at it or something.
You know, I've heard that in both the heterosexual and the LGBT community that some women don't want a male or a female. You know, I've heard it from both heterosexual women, heterosexual men, LGBT women, that they will not allow somebody to perform oral sex on them because they don't like the actual, they didn't like an experience that they had with one person. So it was like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like you're going to do a good enough job anyway, so I just don't even want you to do it.
Man, you know what, I actually got that from a girl one time. She was like, no, mm-hmm. it's all right. But my business, she came and she was cool with it ever since, you know. And
but I'm
so
sure
I guess
she got her orgasm. She was okay with it.
She was cool ever since, man. And I think that's what it is. Just the previous partners probably just didn't leave that impersonal experience for them to want it anymore. But, you know, you just never know, man. That you meet that right person, man. They may be able to do it just the way you like it. Because I didn't have some bad head before, you know. I didn't have girls that did it and it kind of left, like, scrape it type of deal because they use their teeth when they did it, you know? I mean, I didn't have some bad experiences. So, but...
Speaking of bad experiences, I do think that a lot of women don't perform oral sex on anyone, man or woman, because, like you said, they may be very insecure in their performance level, or they just may not know how to do it well. And then when you watch a lot of porn, if there are women out there that watch porno movies, or, you know, they know all about Superhead and all that kind of stuff, they may feel like they just don't have the skills to pull off what's in these movies and what Superhead claims she could do in 3 seconds, in 3.5 seconds to a man, so they're not feeling confident enough in actually performing it.
That's a point. So this was my thing, because I didn't really like going out on a girl, you know, and that was part of the reason. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, you know, and I would tell them. And like, go down there. And I'm like, man, hey, don't get mad if y'all don't, you know, like it, because I don't like doing this. If I do it, and they'd be okay with it for the most part. But after a while, I learned that I used to be everywhere when I first started. I used to be all in the hole. But then I learned later what really counts, you know. And I'm like, okay, this is good. Man, it's almost like, I know what it hit anytime I did with women on that aspect, you know. So I just learned over the years to get better and better and better doing it. But I know what they mean.
It takes practice.
It does. It takes practice. And even with some women, they got different ways of. And can you do a soft? Can you suck on it? I mean, it's still women who got a preference on how they want you to do it. But for the most part, man, I got that thing packed now, you know. But
how do you feel about a woman who actually directs you in the process?
I'm okay with it. You know, because if I go down there, it's not pleasing. Because my whole point is to please her. You know, so if she is it something I'm not doing that's not hitting the spot for me, I'd rather her tell me than me not doing it, and afterwards she don't feel satisfied, you know. So if she direct me, I'm perfectly fine with that, you know, because I feel like I have to direct some women too. For real.
I mean, yeah, I think that's that all people have to get to a point where, first off, I say for women, when it comes to oral sex, because I had a friend in high school who would tell me, she's like, you know, I don't want no man going down on me, and I don't want him going down on me. And I'm like, well, why don't you want him to go down on you and you're going down on him? And she was just like, I just think it's nasty. I think it's nasty. And then I don't want him to kiss me when he come up. And I'm thinking, like, what? Like, you should want that reciprocal. You should want right. that reciprocal pleasure. Like, I want what I give you to be reciprocated. In every form mm-hmm. of fashion, reciprocate the love. Give it all back to me, baby. That's what I want. That's what I like. I enjoy it. But, you know, there was a time where, I just say, being in the LGBT community, there is a time where I didn't, like, oral sex was more foreplay. And I think that's what a lot of women, that's why I think a lot of women do not enjoy it, whether they're heterosexual or lesbian women. They do not enjoy it because they are used to it being a form of foreplay and not an actual form of, not an actual source of pleasure. Like we get in the bed and we like, oh, I'm going to suck on you a little bit. You're going to lick on me a little bit. Or we just, you know, whatever, whatever. And then it ends up, and then we're just done. Okay, now we're going to get to the real thing. The real thing is sex.
Right.
It's the intercourse portion. But that's not true. Sex is an entire experience. It's from the beginning. It's from the moment you're looking at this person in this way of, I want you, baby. And you're touching and you're feeling on each other. Then you're undressing each other and you know, you're caressing each other. It starts before your mouth even touch or your privates, your vagina and your penis touch or your vagina's touch, whatever. It starts before all of that even happens. Sex is an entire experience, and we have to get past it being just a form of oral sex. I mean, just a form of foreplay. It's just a little precursor before we get to the main thing. But any form of sex is the main thing. It's the main experience. And actual oral sex helps to enhance the experience. It's not just, oh, we're just having, you know, a little appetizer before the main course. It is a part of the main course. And I think a lot of people forget that, and then when they forget that, you don't concentrate enough, and you don't experience it enough. You don't pay attention to the sensations and the things that are going on in your body, and that's why I feel a lot of women don't orgasm from oral sex as well, because it's like men are rushing because they want to just get the penis in the coochie, and that's about it. And then women. Lesbian women, a lot of them are used to heterosexual sex where it's just, like I said, a form of quick foreplay. And it's something deeper and it's something more.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that because I actually, it was one woman I dealt with that if I ate her out and she came, she didn't want any more sex. So I had to kind of like use that as something to make her hot to have sex, because if I made her, I'd be pissed. I hate that. But now, you know, as I've now I meet women after they come, they still be down for it. So it's actually women who do just lose their whole they use their desire to have sex after they come. I don't know what it's yet. You know, and they don't want to go any further than that. So I've experienced both of those, but I like foreplay. I like sucking on the titties and kissing on the thighs and eating. I mean, I love that part. You know, and then you know I get the sex. But it's so much better if you get the same treatment every time. You know, that way both of them, you know, is experiencing.
Yeah.
You know.
It
Yeah, but
is.
let
It's
me ask
much
you.
better because you're actually having an experience and you're not just, oh, I'm just doing something to please you. But you're also being pleased in the process too. Even if you don't necessarily perform oral sex, I don't think it's a bad thing that a person does not perform it. But even if you don't perform it, even if you don't perform it, you can still gain something out of the sexual experience. I do believe that if you allow your mind to take you there. The other thing, too, it takes up, and I tell women this all the time, it takes up to 15 to 20 minutes, you know, for a woman to be fully aroused. So that oral sex piece can be a very, very vital part in arousing that woman to the point where either she orgasms from oral sex or she orgasms from penetration in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know another thing about oral sex. I guess women are different when it comes to this, but some women have a problem. Like if a man put their hand in the back of their head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can understand why some women have a problem with that. I can just tell you that a lot of women feel that it's a little demeaning, you know, you're kind of forcing them on the thing. And that is, men get that mess from them porn movies. It's like, you're going to force them on this penis, but you should just let a woman take her time. And just let her please you. Stop trying to be in control of that moment.
So this is the thing now. I'm sure if you had somebody perform something on you, and you'd be like, okay, you got to do something right. You just want to just grab her head and kind of like this way. Have you had that feeling before?
I mean, yeah, I've had that feeling before. Yeah, I want to just grab it and just move it all around and do all this and everything else. But the thing is, you don't want to be so forceful. I don't think it's anything wrong with kind of like, you know, gently guiding that woman's head. But don't force it. And a lot of women don't want to feel forced because if we're talking about a woman performing sex on a man, that penis can go down her throat. That junk can hurt.
Some women like it like that, though. Some women like that rough stuff. You know, but you ain't gonna know until you try.
Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
Right.
Some women
like
that. I'm putting in here, gag reflex, anyone? Because that's exactly what that is, honey. Because you trying to choke somebody, and don't nobody want to be choked.
No, but I'm gonna tell you something. Not everybody, but some women be liking a dude that just swallow your shit. You know, okay. So I try
very
now.
Few.
Now that's
very
too,
very
now.
Few. Well, we have a caller, so I want to bring this person on. Someone press one, so I'm gonna bring them on and see what they have to say. This 9728.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are you tonight? Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. How are you all? Okay, so I wasn't going to comment. I was just going to listen. And don't nobody want nothing shoved down their throat. You know you be done threw up on the person. Ain't nobody all handle that all the way down their throat. Grabbing the head, pushing your... Wait a minute. We kind of wild back there.
Isn't that demeaning? It's a little demeaning, right?
I don't know if it's necessarily demeaning. All I know is all that can't go down my throat.
So that's the thing. some women built for it, and some women not, you know. But, like, some of them girls, they be wanting you to try. Like, go ahead and see how far you can. Now, that was the kind I like. I was like, all right, you know.
Okay, but my thing is, usually a woman, the ones that it is that super experience and can handle all of that down the throat, they put it all down to themselves.
But you know what? I'm gonna
and
be honest
are,
with
you.
I,
know
I,
that.
I have some who say they can handle it,
and they couldn't, right?
They couldn't
exactly. But the ones that could handle it, you didn't even have to ask them, could, did you? It was already down.
Right.
They stumbled.
It just went down. I'm like,
okay,
oh,
let's see
there.
See there.
But you know
so
what?
So I'm just trying to force stuff that don't fit.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I ain't just speaking for myself. You know, it's just like when you doing, you do want to know, okay, well, how far can this go? You know, so you try. Now, if a girl says, yeah. Don't be trying to deep throw me, then I'm good. But I ask a girl, so how much you think? I can take it, man. I can do that. I'm like, all right, you know. And you know, sometimes it's a good experience. It's not, but it's fun trying.
Okay, well, as long as you have fun, that's it.
Yeah.
As long as you're having fun, but I think you all should be, you know, just be respectful of the person that you're having oral sex with. Now, I do want to mention, because we talked about this before, why some women, because there are some women that actually feel like they don't want oral sex. And I can just say this from, I know from the LGBT community, there are a lot of women out there who claimed that they are touch me not women, so they don't want a woman to go down on them, they don't want a woman to touch them down there, they don't want a woman to look at it, to smell it, to nothing. And I know it's very hard for me to understand too.
Okay, so and I guess with my ignorance, and I'll just say it like that, so if you're a lesbian and you don't want to be touched down there, where does the pleasure come in at?
The pleasure
for that person
for
that don't want to be touched.
Right. A pleasure for a lot of these women come in from them pleasing the other person.
Okay.
That's where their pleasure comes in. They just rather please the other person. They rather not do anything. They rather not receive. And I don't think, don't get me wrong, even though we're talking about this, right, they rather not receive. And then there are actually some women out there who don't care about not giving. They just, and they call them pillow princes, they will lay on their back and they will let that woman give her all the pleasure that they can think about.
Okay.
I mean, do you think it's because they just haven't dealt with, I mean, because I really feel like people are missing out sometimes. So do you think it's just because they haven't experienced it with the right individual?
I think it's just like we had talked about before, that that some people, they may have experienced really bad oral sex. And it's just like, you know, I'd rather not even experience it again. And then some people just don't place an importance on oral sex. Like I told you, my friend in high school, she was like, you know, oral sex, I could take it or leave it. I don't have to have it. And she chose not to have it at all. She didn't want anybody doing it to her. She just didn't.
Hmm.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you should have your preference. But I guess my thing is this. If you are a person that preference not giving oral sex, do you still expect to receive oral sex?
Yeah. That's the deal. Right there.
Because I feel like a lot of men are like that. Oh, I'm not going down on her. I'm not going down. I just want to get it. You know, she needs to do it to me, but I ain't going down on her. And I think that's so selfish.
That is. It is selfish. Especially if she want it. It is selfish. That's
right.
Selfish
and most women want it.
Yeah. And that's all I felt about that girl. I was like, man, hell no. You know, I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I don't understand it myself. I just feel like if I'm going to give it to you, I expect to be getting it back from you. That's how I feel. And if I'm not getting it back from you, you definitely would not be getting it from me. Period, point blank.
So let me ask you this. For the ones who that you had a bad experience with, who gave it to you? What was bad about that experience?
Oh my gosh, I've had plenty of bad experiences. I can say I had bad experience for men and women, but I think that the worst experience was somebody using their teeth.
What? Down there?
That was the worst. Yes. And, you know, me and y'all think it feels bad when somebody uses their teeth on y'all. Imagine what it feels like for a woman to have someone use their teeth on them. That is horrible.
What would be the reason for them to do that?
Because they didn't know what they were doing.
They probably trying to eat it for
just, like, right, you trying to bite on my coochie? No,
Oh, that's messed up.
It is horrible. Some people just don't know how to do it. And that's something I'm going to talk about when I come back. I want to talk about why some women may not want it and then why some women don't like to give it. So we're going to play a song, and we're going to play Sex on the Ceiling. Y'all know this is one of my favorite songs, so I probably play it just about every show. But play Sex on the Ceiling by Seven, and then we'll be right back, and we're going to discuss why some women, you know, may not perform oral sex, and then why some women do not like to actually receive it. So we'll come back with that. And again, if you want to press 1, I will bring you on. It's an anonymous show, so your name is not going to be said. Feel free to press 1.
Up a mattress, laying on the floor, I'ma need ya to do a little more, the shower is overrated, baby, I anticipate it tonight, is what we gon' do. The carpet, maybe some furniture. Let's get it started. Whoa, 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 whoa. But my body is orthopedic. Victoria gave me the secret, and I've been saving it for you. Want you to take me up.
Baby, when I'm sex on the ceiling,
Okay, so we are back, and of course tonight we are discussing oral sex, yes, no, and maybe, and we just finished playing Sex on the Ceiling by Seven, and keyword, you know that it's the sexiest song to me right now. I love it, honey, I love it. Well, we do have a caller. You say what now?
I say nothing wrong with that at all.
Honey. So we have a caller, 8115, you're on.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing all right. I know y'all not going to let Romeo run the show tonight.
Well, you know, I like
this bullshit I've been hearing. Oh my God.
So what do you want to say about this?
Let me go back a little history, because you gave a little history. In my time, back in the 80s, white boys were going down like you wouldn't believe. Black boys were not doing that. If a black boy do that, he was so scared that you would go back and say something, he dare not to make you mad. Okay? Yeah, white people were doing it more and more. That's where I got my first experience from. Okay?
Okay.
So, now to bring it up a little bit, Steve, sometimes people, okay, it's just like sex. It's overrated. Everybody's doing it, and it's been abused. That's why probably some people don't like doing it. Yeah, whatever. But my question is to Romeo, are you doing it to every damn body you encounter with? Because everybody's not deserving. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody? Really?
I'm real particular who I do it with. It's got to be somebody I'm really into.
Sometimes you just want that other part of the physical. You just want that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, I shut it down. I used to do it, but I became celibate. I don't do it. But when I get myself back into the realm of things, I don't have a problem with it. It's not a requirement. I've come from the medical field. And let me tell you, whatever you catch for narrow down there, you can catch it up there. So today, you got to be more and more careful of what you do. That's some people, that is my excuse. I'm sticking with it. You got to think about that. You know what I'm saying? It's quite embarrassing that you would have caught gingivitis down there. I'm just saying, I don't know your dental plan, but you just have to be very careful. You know, that black tooth is worming, boy. No, never mind. But, you just have to be careful. You have to inspect.
And that is something very interesting that you pointed out, and I do want to touch on that real quick. I always try to talk about protective sex. Anytime I talk about sex, I always have to bring in protective sex and infections and all that type of stuff. And I'm glad you made this point, because you do have to make sure you are being protected, because you can catch that stuff in the mouth. There are some cases where, yeast infections can be caught in the mouth. Of course, cold sores, which is really oral herpes, that could be in the mouth. And then also, if you are performing oral sex on someone and you have, like you said, a bad tooth, you can spread that bacteria to the other person. And it may not necessarily cause, like you said, gingivitis, but it will definitely cause some type of irritation down there. Or it can lead to a yeast infection on a woman, or a bacterial infection. So that is something I'm glad that you brought up. And I do feel like if you are having oral sex with someone that you have not necessarily tested, and y'all know how I feel about that, I always say, making sure you go and have your STD test, before you engage in any form of sex with somebody. But if you are going to engage in sex with someone and you're not using protection, I mean, if you're not doing the STD test, then you need to at least use protection. And women, there are dental dams out there that you can use on other women. Men can also use these dental dams on women. And then, of course, women, you can use condoms on men when you're performing oral sex. But that's just my little disclaimer. Y'all going to do what you want to do because y'all do it anyway.
I
still have to make sure I bring it up, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And also, there are men out there thinking that because that takes the place of a bad performance. No, boo-boo. That's no.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? No. If you didn't do the performance, I damn sure don't want you to go down there. Too bad performance. This is not going to happen. And vice versa. But, you know, I'm being serious about it. That thing, right? You know, I'm older. So as you get older, the more cautious, the more wiser, the more you know what you want, you know what I'm saying? To me, if I was to get back into the sexual realm, no, you ain't got to worry about going down there, bro. Let's just do this and get with it if we just doing this. Now, if this is supposed to be, if it's some longevity, then we would see about it, but it's just not a requirement. And then when you see on TV and you go somewhere like on Mary Jane, when she met the wife, and she asked Mary Jane, did he go down to you? Oh, it's a requirement. I would have snatched all the teeth out with a pencil. This is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't start out, no, you don't have to go down there, bro. Because I'm telling you like this, it needs to be established in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, before you even get down and put your nose to the navel. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to get this back? Okay, you need to run that nose back up if it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, as far as that pushing that head down.
Let me ask you this. Oh, yeah, say that first. Go ahead. Address that,
push my head down, that will get my clothes on real quick. You don't force it. If it's enough, I see the dick. You ain't got to tell me what to do. I see it. You got to push it down. You know what I'm saying? Down. Yeah. If you can't see it, you might have to help me with a flashlight, but I'm just saying, I see it. Let me figure out if I'm going to handle that. Don't force me. You know what I'm saying? You know, the natural, everything is being abused. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I say, mm-hmm. like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I get you. Some women like that. Okay, whatever. It's just been abused. It's just been abused. The way back in my day, that was something sacred. You didn't mention that. You know, you got it done, and that was that, and everybody was scared that you did. It might be one girl out the bunch, like you said earlier, that done fucked around with a football team, but that's tough. But when you did it, it wasn't out there. Now it's out there. It's all on the media.
Yeah.
It's all TV.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
You know, it's everywhere. So it's
So it definitely has become an expectation. But let me ask you this. Do you all feel that, because I've had people say this to me, that to them it's more intimate for them to have intercourse? I mean, no, it's more intimate for them to perform oral sex. But they will have intercourse with the person all day, but they're not going to perform oral sex on them unless it's a deeper relationship. And that's something I don't understand about some women, especially heterosexual women. Why is it more intimate for you to perform oral sex on someone than it is for them to put their penis inside of you? First of all,
men would try to use this line, baby, I get on hard if you're going to go down. He tried to get you there first. Well, you know what? By the time I drop these draws and that fucker ain't saluted, I guess this shit is over. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, it need to be, by the time them draws hit the floor, it need to be on standby. It need to be ready.
Oh,
you know
man.
For that goal right there, it's not the connection. You got to understand, anytime that there is any sexual thing going on, I don't give a damn if you're drunk or you're high, it has to be some type of connection. Some people just don't connect. You know what I'm saying? Well, what Romeo right there? I might let Romeo do it, but guess what? Next week, Sam might not get to do it. It's not a connection. It's got
to
be some
type
of connection.
But I understand that. I understand it has to be a connection, but why is it that a woman will, you know, I don't want him performing oral sex on me, and I'm not going to do all that to him, because to me, that's just going too far. That's just too intimate.
A
but
damn diva.
They
a
said
damn
they're
diva.
Having
a
sex
damn.
With the person.
A
diva
is having
sex with
them. That sounds like a diva, a princess. Somebody that want to have that way. Somebody that want to be in control. That's what that sound. That's what that sound like. You know what I'm saying? And like you said earlier, there are some. These people got so many freaking ways today. It's ridiculous. There are some people out there would suck toes and get off on that shit. Explain.
Oh yeah,
go
the fetishes and shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just all kind of fetishes and the way sex has been all screwed up. It's not sacred or intimate no more. It's just all screwed up, and that's one reason I shut down and became celibate, because I wasn't understanding what a motherfucker wants.
Well, yeah, I agree that sex has definitely become, because, you know, we went through a whole entire sexual revolution. You know, it was one time,
right?
We don't even talk about who we have sex with. You know, we don't talk about what the person do in the bedroom. We don't talk about what we do in the bedroom, what we like. That's how it was at one time. Your sex life was just that. And then even, you know, you seen on Leave It to Beaver, the parents slept in separate rooms. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like separate beds or something like that.
Lucille Ball, them. Yeah. And then again.
Yeah, so I do understand.
Once again. I listen to a rap song, and they're going to try to do something to my ass. I can't even do it. You know, what is he going to, why are they doing this? That's all I'm saying. They done took it and abused it. Listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The wrong people saying it. You know, like Trey Songz, you're going to think One Night With Me, and you would change the whole record. Come on. you know, Chris Brown, you know. Give me some Al Green, and I'll drop this bra quick. But I can't do shit with Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm going to play a Chris Brown song just for that. No, I'm just playing because I love
I can't get rid of it, you know what I'm saying? But he made one good song, The Old Bay Lawyer, the best song he ever made.
Oh, yeah, now that's the song right there. That's the song.
But it's just overrated. It's messed up. It's through song. It's through media. It's through a lot. And now here you go. Just to bring up some shit, you know, the damn Subway guy. Come on, really? It's just abuse all across the board.
I do think that
sex has become a little bit more readily available, and you know that has been a real big issue. So a lot of people, they are numb to sex right now, and I do understand that. However, sex is still, if we learn to allow sex to be just between us and the person that we're having sex with, we're going to be fine. I don't think it put so much emphasis on what other people are doing in the bedroom, how they're doing it, when they're doing it,
exactly.
You know, and all this kind of stuff. We have our own thought processes about it. We shouldn't allow music and what other people are doing to influence our thought processes. But I do want to kind of touch on this real quick about why some women may not, why some women may be insecure in receiving oral sex. And it's kind of go back to like what you said, that sometimes oral sex is very underappreciated. A lot of men and even some women, they are not putting a lot of emphasis on oral sex and the importance of it when it comes to the entire sexual experience. And you're not making it a priority, and you're especially not making it a priority for that woman. You know, a lot of men, it's like, oh, yeah, I do it real quick. just to shut her up so she'll do it to me. Or be so yeah. I can really get to the real deal.
And it's not fun that way. It's not.
It's not fun. It's not fun. It should be an entire experience where you feel good about, you know, pleasing your lady.
Right. Right. Yeah. I agree with you.
In all ways.
And sometimes it's the person that may be trying something for the very first time. And psychologically, they can't get it together. You know what I'm saying? So two women are together, and this is their first time, and then they might feel some kind of weight in the head. You understand? You know what I'm saying? Or a virgin girl, you know what I'm saying? Or man or whatever.
Yeah.
This is something new. It could be intimidating. You know what I'm saying? You know,
intimidating, and they're comparing themselves, and they feel like they, like you said before, Kira, or earlier we were talking about this, you just feel like you don't know what you're doing.
But let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. I want Romeo to come on in here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mean to shut you up, Romeo. I'm gonna let you get
I was just letting you get your point across. You know, I don't mind.
Y'all talked about skill, and I heard you talk about Superhead, and I've watched porn before and all this stuff. If I would compare myself to skill, Superhead don't do shit. And that's just my personal opinion. What is the skill? Because unless you trapezing off somewhere on somebody's shit, what is the damn skill? Because, you know, like I said, you know, you take your time, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You look, right. There it is. Big old lollipop. What you gonna do with it? You know what I'm saying?
What is the skill?
And I do understand people do get their teeth in the way, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, but like you said earlier, sometimes you might have to coach somebody. Oh, baby, shit, you're biting. Come on.
Right. So
I agree. Sometimes you may have to coach some people. Go ahead, Kira. Say what you're saying. I'm going to finish this other thing.
And y'all on the right, you know, page, because it's all about people have a different preferences on how they want things done, you know, because even like if a girl give me head, I have my preferences, you know, because what they think I like the same thing the other dude may like, you know, and they good at that part of it, but it don't do nothing for me,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's a very good point to make, because one thing, and that's with any sexual experience, whether it's oral sex or just, you know, penetration sex or whatever form of sex that you're having with the person you're with, we have to stop thinking that every single person like the exact same thing, because every person doesn't. Everyone is different. You know, what your partner liked before may not be what your new partner like, you know. So you have to make sure that you're willing to be open to tailor your skill set to that individual's needs in the bedroom.
Right.
So that's a good point to make.
The porno people are basically high and drunk and on some shit versus somebody like me that is sober. Which one you gonna get? She does something in 3 minutes. Okay, bro, you about to come in 3 minutes. To the fact that I'm gonna give you that full 15 or 20, Mika was talking about, because I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it slow. I'm making sure I'm hitting where I'm at. I'm making sure I'm listening to you. When I do this, you go like that. All right. That's it.
Right.
That's the sweet spot.
For the
reaction. Yeah. There you go. You understand?
Right.
They're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? So what? That's what I'm saying with the skill. When you know what the song said, they like to do what I do. They come to see if it's true. What skill, bitch? What skill you talking about? Really?
And that skill doesn't work on everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. Another reason why some women, you know, feel a little self-conscious about receiving oral sex is because older, they may feel other person doesn't like their older, or they may not even like their own older or whatever. And so they
older?
Feel as though... Huh?
You said older?
Yeah, older. They may not, they may feel a little self-conscious about how they smell. And, you know, I always tell women that don't try to mask your smell by perfume or body spray. But first, always, if you feel like you smell a certain kind of way down there, check to make sure you do not have any type of bacterial or vaginal infection, yeast infection, STD, anything like that. And if that's not the case and you are clean down there, you don't have any type of infection, STD, you know, there are different ways that you can naturally enhance, I guess, your smell and your taste by eating certain foods. You know, you want to stay away from onions. You want to stay away from asparagus. Before, you know, of course, before you're having sex with someone, any type of really green, leafy type of vegetables, because they do tend to make your smell a little bit stronger down there, and they also make your taste a little bit more bitter. So you may want to focus on eating more fruit, especially pineapples, strawberries, grapes, drinking cranberry juice. Those types of things help you smell a little bit better down there. Also, using natural soap will help with the smell and the bacterial level down there. Using natural soap down there or using plain white Dove helps a lot. So just making sure you maintain a clean vaginal region and you can avoid the smell thing. And also just keep in mind, we all have different smells. And a lot of men and a lot of women who perform oral sex on women, they're used to these different smells.
Well,
now,
that's
you're
when you
more
get
conscious in, about it. Mm-hmm.
That's when you get into the cultural difference, because the different cultures, you know, they're not like like we Americans. You know, we'll go, okay, well, let me go freshen up. You know what I'm saying, boy?
Mm-hmm.
Go freshen up, shit.
Oh,
but
boy.
The African
yeah,
culture,
and some women don't.
The African culture loves that natural body smell. I'm telling you, I drive a school bus. I ain't got no air conditioning on it. I don't think you want to smell this, bro. But the African culture, they like that natural smell. And in a way, we throw off scents when we arouse. Not a scent like a skunk, but when you get aroused, everything gets up, wakes up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just like animals. Animals do that in the wild. It's a scent. It's a scent. It's a natural scent. It's not a nasty scent.
Yes. It's a natural. It's a very natural
right.
scent.
Pheromone.
And there's yes, a natural pheromone. And there's another thing, too, ladies. You are able to, which is a very good tip I actually hurts another lady who does this often, you can wear panty liners, and wearing panty liners throughout the day can help reduce the amount of bacteria. You know, bacteria that builds up, it builds up on your arms, so that's why you get a little musty. But bacteria that builds up down below cause you to be a little musty, cause your little scent to be, you know, your taste to be a little strong. So you can also wear panty liners that keep the bacterial level down and also keep you from sweating down there. And that also is another way to help keep that balance, you know, together. There are some
so
women broad, that have
so broad, let's reverse this. Tell them how to eat nuts. Keep them fresh, too.
Well, yeah, men have to keep themselves a little dry and fresh and clean up. And I always tell women and men, before you have sex, make sure you take a bath if you can, unless you're just really, really horny and you want to just go and do it, go ahead. But take a bath, freshen up down there. Pee, ladies, pee before you have sex, too. That's another way to help reduce bacteria from building up. Down below, pee before and pee after you have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another reason why some women find it hard to receive oral sex is low sexual self-esteem, like low sexual self-confidence. And we talked about this before. They don't know how to talk about it, don't know what to do, don't know how to do it. They may feel also self-conscious about their own body, about what their vagina looks like. We do have a lot of women who either don't know what it looks like or they just hate the way their vagina looks, which is
I know one factor is weight. That's an issue that I have. Weight as well. I used to worry about it, but I don't worry about it no more.
Okay. Well, I want to. Oh, you say you used to worry about it?
I used to worry about it because I had gained. I've lost some, but I had gained so much weight. I'm like, I'm not gonna be attractive. Once I roll over and the stomach comes 2 minutes later, that's not cute. No, I can understand that.
Well, that's, and you know that, but there are definitely people out there that are attracted to bigger women, and that can help you feel a little bit better. And they don't necessarily have to be big men. Sometimes they're, you know, they're smaller men that just attracted to bigger women. We do have a comment. I do want to bring on this one person, 8309. Hello?
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 Hey, how y'all doing? Yes, I do, actually. What's up? You guys were talking about as far as body odor and maintaining your hygiene and sanitation. And one thing that I experienced a while ago was I was giving this girl oral, and I was like, damn. She don't taste like anything. It's like drinking water. Like, her secretions were just amazing. She didn't have any smell or anything. So I asked her, I was like, yo, what's up? Like, what you do? How do you get your body so in balance? Because that has to be that your pH balance is on point. And, you know, that's what the Summer's Eve and all the other stuff, drinking alkaline water, all those things are supposed to balance you out internally so that your pH is where it needs to be. And she told me she took Norforms, which is a suppository. You can buy it anywhere like CVS or Walgreens. And what it does is you insert it, a woman would insert it inside herself, and it'll melt away, like, throughout the night. You'll wear panty liner, and then it gets rid of some of the bacteria or whatever that's going on in your body. Now, it's good for that reason because, yeah, it does help you with your smell and everything. But for the other person, I feel like it's kind of messed up because what if you have something? You haven't cured that issue. All you did was get rid of the fishy smell. Now you tricked me.
Right.
You know, okay, that's your smell.
Exactly. So I bring this point across to say that don't always be fooled just because the girl smelled good or because it tasted all right. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
A woman that's trying to fool you, she got a way for everything. Just like if it's not tight, she could put allium on it and tighten it up. So, exactly. Where there's a will, there's a way. So I think, like you said, Mika, we always need to be conscious of our lovers, who we partner up with, and we need to have the conversations that are necessary, you know, before we have sex. Stop lusting so much and really think about what could possibly happen and have some common sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that was my little 2 cents.
Well, I think you made a very valid point because there are, you know, a lot of women use Norform suppositories in their vagina to, like you said, make it smell better. But there are better things that you can do. Like there are daily vaginal pH level pills that you can take, or vitamins that you can take on a daily basis. Norform, to me, I don't think they're as safe because you are putting something in your vagina, and anything you insert in your vagina, from a penis to a tampon to a suppository to any type of medication, it can affect your pH balance level and cause you to have an increase in bacterial infections and yeast infections. So you do want to be careful of the things that you place inside your vagina. Because anything inside of there affects your pH balance, period. That's just how it goes. And like you said, you don't want to mask something. Just because when you have a smell down there, you need to be sure that it's not an infection before you go and try to find some type of self-cure for it.
Right.
Right.
So you know a natural smell. You don't know a natural smell from an infectious smell. Like I said, I've been in healthcare, and I know that when you come to the doctor's office, I'm not a doctor, but I'm like, that cat ain't right because I'm taking the help. You know what I'm saying? There's some days I'd rather quit my damn job. This is some bullshit. But you know, your natural smell versus. Where you got something, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I know.
If you
I'm
pay
terrible.
Attention
terrible.
To your vagina, you will know when it's starting to smell like something that it shouldn't smell like. You will know.
You know, and I'm a big girl, and we big girls, the more weight you have, the more secretion you have. So we have to watch that. Like I tell you, everybody run around here trying to get big titties, big butts. I'm like, being big is a damn up. Stay small. Shit. You know, it's up. We secrete more shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
God, mercy.
I'm being honest.
Hilarious.
I mean, you get this from the doctor. They'll tell you, you secrete more body fluid. So, you know, we constantly have to keep ourselves, together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always have to try to keep ourselves together. It's just whether you're a big girl or small girl, just... You know, make sure you pay attention to your vagina and pay attention. And men, too, pay attention to your penis because there are sometimes discharges that come, sores that come, smells that come well that you have to pay attention to also.
I'm listening. I'm good in that area.
Romeo.
I'm listening.
Romeo, 2 months in a boil ain't going to get me to go down, okay? 2 months in a boil.
I understand. I don't blame
you. Caller 8309, did you? Hang on 1 second. 8309, did you have anything else you want to say?
No, I didn't have anything else to say. Just that I appreciate you guys' commentary, and I'm always learning something new. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So we are, this has been a great show so far. I really, really loving it.
Yeah, for real, the people need to be aware. They take sex as a joke, but, sex can kill.
Literally,
so
it's definitely can kill. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. Sex can kill.
Be aware.
And a lot of people think that there's a lot of people out there who may not engage in a lot of penetration type sex. And then, of course, this even goes to our lesbian community. And you think that you are immune to STDs just because you only perform oral sex or just because you only have sex with women, and that is not true either. So you want to be sexually responsible, period, point blank, whether you are a lesbian woman who only have oral sex and you use a strap, or you are a heterosexual woman and you only engaging in oral sex or anal sex, because a lot of women choose to not engage in vaginal sex because they are a virgin. I'm using quotes. They are a virgin, and they want to wait to marriage before they have vaginal sex, but they will have anal sex and they will have oral sex. But even those things can carry STDs as well. So you always want to make sure you are safe. And I cannot emphasize that enough. Women have to take more sexual responsibility.
Yes, we do.
For their health.
Mm-hmm.
They
and I want those people to know.
Place.
Those people you just mentioned
that
don't want to go inside of the vagina, they go in the butt and do all the stuff, you are not a virgin. Go ahead, Nika.
Right. Not a virgin.
I just want them to know that. I show up. Sorry, I had to come CNN on somebody's ass. But any time that you step in out of the scope of virginity, because a lot of young kids, you know, I work in a medical field and I work with kids, and they think they're oral sex. Oh, I do oral sex. You know, I'm still a virgin. You know, I can't tell them that. You know, I'm looking at this poor child. You know, you are no longer a virgin. You have entered
the
Sodom and Gomorrah world. Welcome.
Yeah. Because sex, you know, sex is sex. Whether you're doing whether you're doing oral, anal, or vaginal sex, but sex is sex. But yes, I have to make sure that people know you got to take sexual responsibility. We have to stop putting our health, our sexual health, in the hands of our sexual partners. It has to be in our hands. You have to make sure that the people you are engaging in sex with are sexually healthy. That is your responsibility. Because when they give you something, and if they give you something, you know, we love to scream out and say it's their fault, they did, and I can't believe it. But then why can't you believe yourself?
Right.
Exactly.
You had a responsibility. It's your body. And I don't understand some women who feel like, and especially, and I'm saying this even to lesbian women, you feel like you're immune because, oh, all we're doing is I just put my mouth down there, or, you know, and I can't get AIDS from her, and I can't get this from her, but yes, you still can. It may be a little slimmer of a chance, but it still can happen. So, women, you have to be responsible. Take responsible. Be healthy. Be safe. Stop putting it in the hands of your sexual partners, because you're the only one that has to live with your body for the rest of your life. Now, I just had to get that in there because it's been on my mind.
That's all right. That's all right. You just made me go celibate. You just made me go celibate. Look, you just made me go celibate 2 more years. Shit. I mean,
two more years? Okay.
two more years. But this is a bullshit. I'm telling you, from a working in the healthcare, 29 years of my life, and I'm seeing grandma and grandpa catch what the youngsters got. You expect youngsters, they don't know no better. But when grandpa and them have AIDS and HIV positive, trying to get their groove back, you know what I'm saying? It's just, okay, it's across the board now. It's like a bullet.
Yes, it has
no
is.
Name. You know what I'm saying? So we got elders being not responsible. It's a scary thing because you never know who got this. Anybody can tell you anything. You're right. Women are responsible. You know, y'all was talking about, I got pregnant on the pill. Bitch, you didn't take that pill. Stop lying. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's be for real. You know, you have to be responsible for your body. You really do.
Yes.
It's needed to
women have to be responsible for their body. And you know, we don't call women bitches on the show. Can't call them bitches on the show. Okay?
Yeah.
But I got point. That woman did not take her pill. You're right.
I'm a comedian. I know their names. I'm sorry.
I know you a comedian. I know you. You know. You know I know you. But yes, I do definitely agree that we just, you know, we have to be a lot more responsible with our bodies. But we also want to enjoy sex. We want to have a good time. And I just say enjoy it. If you love oral sex, enjoy the oral sex. Give it, receive it, however you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. But don't try to force other people to do what you do. If you don't do it, they don't have to do it either. You know, that's really
right.
How I feel about stuff. And men, you know, stop making it hard for these women. Because y'all know nothing's going to happen to you if you don't have oral sex. It's okay. You don't have
Romeo. You heard that, Romeo?
That, Hey, but that's fine. You know, you don't have the ones who do it and the ones who not. And I know which ones I prefer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Push it for
but also
for
me, you know,
down.
Make sure.
Listen, I was just
saying. Sure. Go ahead.
No, I was just letting the caller know. You know, me, I ain't really that tight, but you know, you got those tight. You know, so it's just, you know, it's just one of them things, man. You know how some women they like a rubber, some don't, and then you know, my question was more than anything, how would a guy know how to woman like it unless they try? You know, that was my thing. But you know, I ain't really that type of guy to know women though.
Well, I don't think it's anything wrong with trying, but I think that, you know, sex needs to be talked about too. A lot of people just fall into the bed and it's like, oh, child, he ain't even go down on me like he was supposed to. But it's like, did y'all even talk about it before you got into the bedroom? Like, did you discuss sex? It's just you get into the bed and you expect somebody to know how to please you. And you have never even had a conversation about it. I meet you and, oop, we having sex. And then I'm mad because you don't know what you're doing. But as we talked about earlier, everyone doesn't know how to please you in particular because they don't know who you are yet. Y'all haven't talked
right.
about sex. You haven't talked about what you want, what you need,
right.
what you like, what you are going to do, what you're not going to do in the bed. So y'all are not having
exactly.
these conversations. So you can expect something to happen in the bedroom if you don't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like just pull your panties to the side and let's get it in. They're just doing it. There you go. Just doing it.
Hey, but
just
pull
to the side. I don't want you to think about it. Just pull to the side. Damn.
Well, yes, a lot of people are just pulling it to the side. They just. Oh, boy. Well,
this was a great show. Great show, and it's a fun show. But it's a very informative show. Very informative.
Yeah.
It needed to be discussed. This is grown folks talking. A little young folks.
It is definitely grown folks talk. That is exactly why I have my show at 10 o'clock at night time, because we can talk about whatever we want to talk about, and it is a grown folks show, honey, and some
right.
things may be said that hurt your little feelings, or you know, you may not, it may make it cringe a little bit, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said pussy, or they said vagina, or they said dick, and all this kind of stuff, but yeah, we talk about everything on the show, we really do. But the goal is to do just that, callers, to make it informative, but make it fun as well. And hopefully somebody learns something, you know, and take
right.
it back and use it in their sex life, use it in their relationships, and we all can grow from it. But I learn things too. You know, I learn things as
mm-hmm.
I listen at everybody, and I read what everyone writes. You say what now?
Yeah.
I think we all do. We all learn something.
Oh, yeah, of
we
course. I've learned
something
tonight. Yeah, I've learned.
Yeah. I read what everybody write in the group. I know that a lot of people don't say anything, but a lot of people do write in the invites, and they've been talking tonight. So I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate what I read. And, you know, this show, I feel like it continues to grow every show. And great for all the support. You say what?
Well, you got people out here that people are uninformed. People are
mm-hmm.
uninformed. They're shy. There are a lot of single people out here. There are a lot of people like me that are celibate and been out the game for a minute. So.
Yeah.
You're never too old or too, you know, I don't know what word to choose, but you just got to learn, because there's some things out there that's happening today, you know, that didn't happen yesterday. So you gotta be in the know, and there's no need to be in a shame, you know, of it. You know, I've heard that stuff you mentioned before. I'm going to save myself from marriage. Child, please.
then I guess you never gonna get married because you done broke that. You know what I'm saying? So you know, you just need to be informative. And for us that will speak out, maybe we're speaking out to somebody that can't speak out, and that's helpful.
Right.
Because everybody
right.
can't.
Well, that is
can't do this.
That is true. That's my goal for this show, is to provide that sexual voice to women out there who don't know. No, seriously. My goal with the show is to definitely increase sexual confidence in women, but also to provide a forum for sexual discussion. A lot of women, you know, like you said earlier, they feel ashamed to talk about sex, or they have been made to feel ashamed about enjoying sex and wanting sex and you know, being an expert at sex. They have been made ashamed to feel that way and to be who they are as a sexual being. So the goal for this show and everything that I do is to increase sexual confidence, but also open dialogue and help people talk about these things. Because the more we talk about it, the more we grow, the more sexually responsible and sexually healthy we can become, you know, out there as we're having sex. So that is the reason why I do the show. So I'm grateful for Keroy for, you know, always joining me. I'm grateful for my listeners. Thank everybody for their support. So, of course, you all know the show is preparing to end. It is almost 11:30. So I just want you to know I'll be back next Monday at 10 p.m. The G-Spot with Mika Ray. Keroy, he's going to come up with a topic. We're going to have a new we have a new co-host that's joining us on Monday. So I'm so excited. So I can't wait to introduce you all to her. She's going to shake things up a little bit. And then, of course, make sure you come back on Saturday from 11 to 1 with Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And then on Sunday, we do Sunday Evening Shout, you know, to clear our spirits. And then we're back on Mondays with the G-Spot with Mika Ray. So, Keroy, we're going to end the show with Downtown by SWV because we all know what they're talking about when they talk about going
right.
downtown. So I hope anything else you want to say, Keroy, before we go?
I think I've said enough, man. It was an enjoyable show, and I appreciate everybody.
Oh, yeah, this was an enjoyable show. I hope you all have a great, great night, my little bedroom playmates. And I will see you on Monday.
Boy, I want you to listen closely to what I have to say. Because this is the way in my life. Baby, it's me. boy, I want you to listen closely